Hello, my friend. This is Clyde. You were there. There is an old Negro spiritual that speaks to you, that suggests that you were a witness to what happened to Jesus on the day when he was crucified. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Were you there when they nailed him to the tree? Sometimes it causes me to tremble. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? You know this song, but if you don't, you can Google it. But let us solve the mysterious question. Were you there? Many people witnessed the crucifixion. There was his mother and a group of Galilean women who went everywhere that Jesus went. They were there. Folks who lived in Jerusalem were there. They were the ones who cried out, "Crucify him! Crucify him!" There were the Roman soldiers who hardly understood Jewish religion, but just happened to be on duty that day, and they had to carry out the instructions of the Roman governor, Pilate. Oh, his antagonists, the high priests and the other religious and civic leaders who brought false accusations against him that led to his crucifixion, they too were there. There was a man from out of town, Simon of Cyrene. He was there because the soldiers, they arbitrarily grabbed him and forced him to help carry Jesus' cross up the hill. There were also two notorious persons, criminals, who were there, not by choice, but by a consequence of their choices. They cannot deny they were there because they too were crucified, but for the crimes they had committed. Then there were you. You had to have been there because his death concerned you. Let us listen to the word of God that somehow placed you there. Who has believed our message, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? He grew up before him like a tender shoot and like a root out of dry ground. He had no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, nothing in his appearance that we should desire him. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain. Like one from whom people hide their faces, he was despised, and we held him in low esteem. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. Yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed and afflicted, yet he did not open his mouth. He was led like a lamb to the slaughter, and as a sheep before the shearers is silent, so he did not open his mouth. By oppression and judgment he was taken away, yet who of his generation protested? For he was cut off from the land of the living. For the transgression of my people he was punished. Isaiah 53:1-8. Did you listen to the scripture? There is a word that is used several times, the word "we." You were there. Verse 3 says it clearly. He was despised and rejected by mankind, a man of suffering and familiar with pain, like one from whom people hide their faces. He was despised, and we held him in low esteem. You were there, and you probably agreed that he deserved to be crucified. You probably felt that he was being punished by God for something he had done wrong. Here is something even more specific that placed you there. He was crucified because of you. He was crucified instead of you. Oh, you can try to deny it, but the scripture placed you there, my friend. Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. We all, like sheep, have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way, and the Lord has laid on him the iniquity of us all. You see, you had to have been there because he died, not because of any wrong that he had done, but because you and I each had a rap sheet filled with the sins that we had committed, and he took our place when he died so that you and I would not have to die, so that you and I could have eternal life. You and I and the two thieves and the many other persons who witnessed the crucifixion, we were all there. At the end of the day, there really were just two groups of persons represented by the guys on the outer crosses. One of them ridiculed Jesus and denied that Jesus died for him. He rejected Jesus, and in so doing, he chose eternal death. The other one saw Jesus as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He understood that Jesus was his only hope at receiving eternal life. "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," he said to Jesus. He did not have time to go home and get dressed and go to church and to walk to the altar. He did not have a chance to go home and think about it. He was there, and he was going to leave there a dead man. So he did the wise thing. He accepted Jesus as his Savior at the last moment. And Jesus said to him, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." Luke 23, verses 39 to 43. That's it, my friend. One thief ended in paradise. The other did not. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Be that second thief. Be the second person who recognized that he was wounded for our transgressions and bruised for our iniquity. Be wise and do something simple but important. Whosoever believes on him will not perish, but have everlasting life.